Good morning, and greetings from your fellow Christians and Lutherans in Florida, and especially from Peace Lutheran Church in Kissimmee, Florida. Grace and mercy and peace from God be yours. The word of God for today is Romans 7, verse 24 through Romans 8, verse 1. O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God, through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, who do not walk according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. We pray. Heavenly Father, sanctify us through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Please be seated. Students, faculty, and staff of Bethany Luther College and Seminary, and especially all of you being honored today for your years of service here at Bethany. Not too long ago, I followed up on a family which had visited our worship service, and the mom told me that her teenage daughter was extremely bothered by the fact that when we confessed our sins, we said, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities with which I have ever offended you. And she did not believe, her daughter did not want to think of herself as a miserable, wretched sinner, or a miserable anything. And who of us does? Really, none of us wants to think of ourselves as miserable wretches. Why, we're some of the finest people in Mankato right now. I would say maybe in the country, maybe in the world. We are the great citizens of the world. We have it together. We're responsible people. We care about doing our jobs. We love our college and seminary. We worship God. We do all those things. I wouldn't mind having any of you as my neighbors, I don't think. I would love to visit across the fence with you. I would love to share my tools with you, maybe borrow yours. We might even need a cup of sugar at our house, and we could borrow a cup from you, and you could borrow it back someday. And we could work together here at Bethany College and Seminary, and we could have a great time doing it. With that in mind, it is pretty depressing to say, from the heart, and mean it, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess to you all my sin. It would be one thing if we could say, I was a poor, miserable sinner, but now I'm a Christian. But with the Apostle Paul, we need to confess that right now, as we are those poor, miserable wretches. And until we come to grips with that, until this young lady comes to grips with the fact that she is, there's a spiritual danger, because if we do not recognize our sin, how can we, as Jesus points out, know that we need a Savior and come to Him who offered Himself perfectly for us in His life and in His death? It is only by the grace of God that we can even confess, I, a poor, miserable, wretched sinner, come to you, and not be totally depressed. We might wonder if Paul was being melodramatic here and trying to get our attention, but he's stating the truth of God's word, that we are both saint and sinner at one and the same time. We only have two choices in life. Either we're all sinner and no saint, and then we're lost, or we're saint and sinner. We don't have the option of being just saint. If we were all saint, we wouldn't have to confess, I, a poor, wretched sinner. We wouldn't have to say with Paul in Romans 7:19, what I do is not the good I want to do. No, the evil I do not want to do, this I keep on doing. Our choice of being saint only is reserved for eternal life, for God's wonderful eternal kingdom in heaven. But now our choices are sinner totally lost or sinner saint in a battle. It's sort of like this. We don't want to fight that war on Islamic terrorists, but the option of not fighting the war is also not a good one. And so we don't like being involved in this battle as God's people with our flesh, but the option is to not have a battle and be lost, because when the battle is over, we have lost to Satan. We are eternally lost. Before Paul experienced God's grace in Christ and knew himself through the law of God to be really a wretched sinner, he felt pretty good about himself. He said, "I was a Hebrew of Hebrews." But then he felt the full weight of God's law that says, "You shall not covet. You shall not have in your heart any evil desire. And if you do, you are lost." But through the gospel, then he came to know that his Lord Jesus Christ delivered him from all those things, the evil desires and the actions. And he could confess from his heart, and even with joy, "I am a wretched sinner," because he could also say, "I thank God through Jesus Christ our Lord, who is my Savior from sin. There is now, therefore, no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus." That was his hope and ours. In a sense, Paul had a dual personality. Robert Louis Stevenson, besides writing Treasure Island, wrote The Strange Case of Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, and we know the London lawyer who became a little bit concerned that the murders that were being committed by Mr. Hyde had evidence in them that he had seen in Dr. Henry Jekyll's home. And it became very, very apparent that the murders were being committed by this man who was so upright and respectable, but he had taken a potion that singled out his evil nature, Mr. Hyde, that went there and committed these crimes. And finally, Dr. Jekyll committed suicide to avoid any more horror. That would be our fate if we were only wretched sinners and didn't have hope. If Paul had ended this, "Oh, what a wretched man I am, who will deliver me from this body of death?" and had no answer. But thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord, that today also all of our sins, every sin in this group of thought, word, and deed, has been placed fully onto the shoulders and into the life of Jesus Christ our Savior. And in return, we receive his perfection as ours. In a way, I'm preaching today to a room full of twice as many people as are actually here. The Jekylls and the Hydes, and the Hyde side of your being and of mine does not like the gospel. It hates Jesus Christ. All that can happen to it is be beaten down by God's law. And that's the sinful nature that is a slave to the law of sin. But there is that new person in Christ, the Jekyll, for sake of comparison, which doesn't need to hear the law at all because it loves to do God's will. It is the new person in Christ that the Holy Spirit raised up in us through word and sacrament. And there is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ by faith. All our sins covered by the blood of the Lamb. We are children of God by faith in Jesus Christ. So we are going to honor today here on this stage a group of miserable sinners, wretches, who have to cry out, "Who will deliver me from this body of death?" But we can honor them because they are also God's dear children, for whom Christ lived and died, and in whom God implanted this marvelous Christian faith. They have a new person fighting against that old Adam. And by God's power, they have lived lives in his service. Thanks be to God for his victory in Christ. Amen. And it's not on the little agenda, but let us pray. You can stay seated just briefly for the needs of our chairman of the Board of Regents, Reverend John Molstead Sr., who lies ill from a recent heart attack. Let us pray. Lord God, we ask you that in love you would look down on your servant. And as you have loved him in Christ before, so love him today. And if it is your good and gracious will, grant to him healing in his body so that he returns to your service here on earth. But we leave him in your wonderful, loving hands and know that all things work together for the good of those who love God, who are called according to his purpose. Also bless those here today who are receiving honor for their years of service and raise up in them true humility and desire to serve you more still in your kingdom. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And please rise. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with you all. Amen.